CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham in the UK. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 6th of September 2026. Here are the main news headlines. Learn about HF propagation studies at the RSGB convention. Which coding activities will you be trying? WRTC 2026 results rescored. Are you aware of the GB0PSC Baldock Space Weather Station? The RSGB Propagation Studies Committee recently installed a HAM-SCI HF receiver at Ofcom Spectrum Monitoring Site at Baldock. The station is part of HF Propagation Studies that will allow the committee to learn more about space weather and its effect, including radio blackouts, Doppler flashes and travelling ionospheric disturbances. You can find out how the committee is progressing with its studies by joining Gwyn Griffiths, G3ZIL, on Saturday the 10th of October at the RSGB convention. If amateur radio construction is something you'd like to find out more about, then join Radcom Plus editor Paul Marks, G8FVK, on Sunday the 11th of October to learn about his approach to modular design of amateur radio equipment. In particular, he'll be looking at QRPHF and VHF gear using readily available circuit boards and modules such as the AD831 RF mixer module. You can attend both lectures at the Society's annual convention at Kent's Hill Conference Centre in Milton Keynes between the 9th and 11th of October. Secure your place via rsgb.org/convention. National Coding Week is back this month to support radio amateurs in building their digital skills and explore the world of programming. The RSGB has shared three new activities for you to try. The first builds on the Python Pocket Morse activity developed last year and guides radio amateurs to use a BBC microbit to send Morse code either on a telegraph wire or wirelessly. The second is Energy Use, which is great for unlicensed and younger radio amateurs and allows them to compare increasing forces and energy use with a fun microbit activity. The third activity is based on the Raspberry Pi Pico 2 Watts. It is a demonstration of pulse width modulation and uses just a couple of components, including an LED and a resistor, which will give you a better understanding of the concept of duty cycle. All three activities are available via rsgb.org/coding. You can try them at home, set up a practical club night, or use them as an activity with a youth or school group. Let the Society know how you get on by sending photos and a summary to ncw.coordinator@rsgb.org.uk by the 30th of September. Following the inclusion of the on-site WRTC 2026 adjudication process at Y Boston, UK on the 13th of July, significant new information became available, resulting in necessary further work by the judging committee. In order for the WRTC event to be reflective of the most accurate assessment of contesting conduct and ability, the organising committee and sanctioning committee agreed collectively to support this work and have now published revised scores. This report voids and replaces the previously announced results. To read the full report, visit our WRTCfigures2026.org. Don't forget that the RSGB Tonight at 8 webinar series is back tomorrow night, Monday the 7th. Join RSGB Board Director Patrick Wood, 2E0IFB, live for a presentation on amateur radio and the future of satellite communication. You'll also be able to hear how you can get involved with World Space Week, which takes place from the 4th to the 10th of October. The webinar will contain lots of useful information on how your club can host an event and show that amateur radio is part of space exploration, education and communication. Watch the webinar and ask questions via the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel. Find out more at rsgb.org/webinars. The Amateur Radio on the International Space Station program is an opportunity for educational organizations to host an amateur radio contact with a crew member on board the International Space Station. The window to submit an application is now open and ends on the 23rd of October. This is for a contact to take place between July to December 2027. If you're a school, college, university or youth group, take a look at the information available on the school's contacts tab via aris-eu.org. If you'd like to view videos of different contacts, go to the RSGB YouTube channel at youtube.com/therSGB, that's THERSGB, and search for ARIS, ARISS. Don't forget to listen out for the amateur radio stations that will be on the air during International Air Ambulance Week. Event started yesterday the 5th and runs until Sunday the 13th of December, September. For more details, visit tinyurl.com/IAAW2026. On Saturday the 12th of September, lots of amateur radio stations will be on the air to take part in Churches and Chapels on the Air event, also known as CHOTA. The event will take place from 10 a.m. to 1600 UTC, although stations will be working on a variety of bands and modes. Most operating will take place on the 40-metre band using SSB. More details available at wacral.org. Next, in the popular 145 Alive series of events, take place on Sunday the 13th of September from 1200 to 1500 UTC. Many hundreds of operators are expected to be on the air using 145 megs FM and 144 megs SSB. More information, go to the 145 Alive Facebook page or email figures 145aliveuk@gmail.com. Please send details of all your events and to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Deadline for submissions is 10 a.m. on the Thursdays before the Sunday broadcasts every week. Now for details of rallies and events, today, Sunday the 6th of September, Telford Hamfest takes place at Harper Adams University near Telford, TF10 8ND. Doors open 10:15 a.m, admission £5, children under 16 free. For more information, contact the Hamfest team via hamfest@tdars.org.uk. On Saturday the 12th of September, East Midland Ham and Electronics Rally takes place at Beckingham Village Hall, Southfield Lane, Beckingham, DN10 4FX. Doors will be open from 9:30 to 4 p.m. and free car park is available behind the hall. Hot food and refreshments will be available on site. More information via emerge, that's emerg.uk/rally. Sunday the 13th of September, Caister Lifeboat Radio Rally takes place at Caister Lifeboat Station, Caister-on-Sea, NR30 5DJ. Doors open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and entrance is free of charge. More information, email Zane, M1BFI, via m1bfi@outlook.com. Now for special event news, Huntingdonshire Amateur Radio Society will be running special event station GB1PPF on Saturday the 12th of September from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. The station will be located at St Peter and Paul's Church, Church Lane, Fenstanton, Cambridgeshire, P289JS. Listen for activity on the HF, VHF and UHF bands. Special event station GB0SXW will be on the air on Saturday the 12th and Sunday the 13th of September at the Stonecross Windmill near Eastbourne, BN245EA. Operators will be using SSB on the HF bands and FM on the 2-metre bands. Visitors are welcome. Find out more via qrz.com. Special event call signs EO210WLP and EM70WWW are in use until the end of the year to celebrate 210 years of Lviv Polytechnica University and 70 years of the Lviv Polytechnica Club Station. More information, including details of awards that are available for working the stations, available at qrz.com. Now, the DX news, Gunter, DK2WH, is active as V51WH and V55Y from Namibia until the 10th of October. He's operating FT8 SSP, RITI and some CW on this 160 to 6 metre bands QSL via Gunter's home call, direct or via the Bureau. Contest news now, RSGB SSB field day, IARU region 1 field day and IRTS SSB field day started at 1300 UTC yesterday the 5th and ends at 1300 UTC today, Sunday the 6th of September. Using all modes on the 80 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed, the exchange is signal report and serial number. The RSGB 144 megs trophy contest started at 1400 UTC yesterday the 5th, ends at 1400 UTC today, Sunday the 6th, using all modes on the 2-metre band, the exchange signal report serial number and locator. The All-Asian DX contest started at 0000 UTC yesterday the 5th, ends at 2359 UTC, Sunday the 6th of September, SSB on the 160 to 10-metre band, the exchange signal report and your age. Today the 6th, RSGB 5th 144 megs backpacker contest runs 1000 to 1400 UTC, all modes on the 2-metre band, the exchange signal report, serial number and locator. Tomorrow the 7th, RSGB Autumn Series SSB contest runs 1900 to 2030 UTC, SSB on the 80-metre band, exchange signal report and serial number. Tuesday the 8th, RSGB 432 megs FM activity contest runs 1800 to 1855 UTC, FM on the 70 centimetre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday the 8th, RSGB 432 megs UK activity contest, 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 70 centimetre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 9th, the RSGB 432 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs 1700 to 2130 100 UTC FT8 on the 77s band, exchanges report and 4-character locator. Also no surprise, also the RSGB 432 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC FT8 on the 77s band, exchange not surprisingly is report and 4-character locator. If you're in one, you can be in the other. On Thursday the 10th, RSGB 50 megs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 6-metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Worked All Europe DX SSB contest starts at 0000 UTC Saturday the 12th, ends 2359 UTC Sunday the 13th, SSB on the 80 to 10-metre bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Sunday the 13th, UK Microwave Group Millimetre Band Contest runs from 0800 to 1700 UTC, all modes on the 24 to 76 gigs frequencies. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Also Sunday the 13th, IRTS 70 sends counties contest runs 1300 to 1330 UTC, SSB on and FM on the 70 sems band, the exchange signal report and serial number. EI and GI stations also give their county. Also on Sunday the 13th, IRTS 2-metre counties contest runs 1300 to 1500 UTC, SSB and FM on the 2-metre band. Exchanges, signal report, serial number and locator, EI and GI stations give their county. Lastly, also on Sunday the 13th, Practical Wireless 70 megs contest runs 1200 to 1600 UTC, all modes on the 4-metre band, exchanges, signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, they write: solar activity has continued to decline, leaving us with a solar flux index of about 100. The upside is we haven't had any solar flares and associated coronal mass ejections to contend with. Over the last week, we had only one M-class flare and no X-class events. The solar flux index declined to 102 on Thursday the 3rd of December, down from 122 only a week ago. But the KP index has been firmly in the range of 1 to 2, which bodes well for ionospheric stability. This has led to maximum usable frequencies, or MUFs, over 3,000 kilometres being around 21 to 24 megs. However, FT8 has stretched this up to 28 megs at times. There have been some good 10-metre band FD8 openings to South America. Late in the afternoon, Chile, Brazil and Argentina were workable during these periods. DX to be worked this week includes 3W9C from Vietnam, T99PB from Palau, Z68PX from Kosovo, P29YY in Papua New Guinea, HP/WE9G from Panama, D44TWO from Cape Verde, T32AZ from East Kiribati, and J38DX and J38LD operating from Grenada. V47YA and V47RCX are from St. Kitts and Nevis. They'll be active from the 8th of September until the end of the month, and KH8WW in American Samoa will be on the air from the 10th to the 24th of September. Two rare ones to look for are VK0DS from Davis Station and VK0TBC from Casey Station, both in Antarctica. Operations are mostly SSB and FT8 as time permits. Both stations have been spotted on the FT8 frequencies of the 2015 and 10-metre bands at times. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will remain around the 100 mark, but the good news is, barring any flares, the KP index should remain low, perhaps around 2 all week. VHF and up. The weather remains a rather unsettled state, however, there are some signs of a transient area of high pressure brushing past the south of the country today, the 6th. This may create a chance of some tropo into the continent. This could tie in very well with the RSGB 144 Megs Trophy and Backpackers Contest, which are taking place today, the 6th. The unsettled pattern returns for the rest of the week and may not provide much help for the RSGB 432 Megs UK Activity Contest on Tuesday the 8th, or the RSGB 50 Megs UK Activity Contest on Thursday the 10th. In occasional bursts of heavy rain, there may be some potential rain scatter on the gigahertz band. Prospects of meteor scatter remain in the random territory, so it's best just to listen before dawn for the better chances. The solar conditions have not been very dramatic lately, with the KP index staying below 3. However, if it perks up, say, to 5, there may be a chance of aurora. Sporadic east season has more or less ended now. The next period to consider checking usually comes at the end of the year and in the first week of January for out-of-season surprise openings. EME now, sky noise should remain low during the coming week. Moon declination remains high. Moon reached perigee, its closest point to Earth, yesterday the 5th, so path losses remain low. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me, likewise, until next week.